This Matzah Shabbos, Mitzvah Hashem, we're beginning to say Slichas, and the major focus of the Tefillas of Slichas throughout the days before Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Teshuva, Yom Kippur, are the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. I would like to notice one of the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim that doesn't seem to be Rachmim. One of the Yud Gimel Midas is Emes. Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emes. Emes means truth. Emes means exact. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to behave with us Lefnim Yishuras Adin. Din is Emes. Lefnim Yishuras Adin is something extra. Where is the Midah of Rachmim in Emes, in the Midah of Emes? So, in order to understand this, we have to have a clear understanding of what Emes really means. Of course, Emes means truth, but there's a deeper meaning to what Emes is. It says, we say in Aleinu every day, Emes Malkeinu Efes Zulasai. Hashem is Emes, and there's no one else besides Him. I should say Hashem is one, Hashem is Echad, and there's no one else besides Him. What does Emes have to do with no one else besides Him? We see from over here that the real definition of Emes is Echad, is one. When there's only one truth, there's only one real Metzius. When a person says Sheker, he's making another thing, a second thing that really doesn't exist. And that's what Sheker is. Emes means one. Emes Malkeinu Efes Zulasoi. We find this also in the Medrash. The Medrash in Tehillim says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was deciding to create Adam HaRishon, there was a big debate between the different Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to whether he should be created. There was Emes v'Chesed Nifgashu. There was a debate, a machloikis, between Emes and Chesed. Chesed said, create Adam, because he's goyim lechasadim. Emes said, don't create Adam, because he's kulay sheker. He's completely sheker. The question is, if the Medrash would say, Emes had a claim, don't create Adam, because he lies. He lies more than he should, I would understand. But the Lashon of the Medrash is that don't create Adam because he's kulay sheker. He's all sheker. There's no truth in Adam. There's no truth in Adam. People are nechshal, and they say sheker. Some people say emes. What does it mean that the Adam is kulay sheker? He's only sheker? And because of that, he doesn't deserve to be created. So, with our understanding of emes, the pshat is like this. Emes means one. A malach, for example, is one. He's one track minded, one focus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruchnius, Gashmius, doesn't play a role at all in his life. A behemah is also emes. He's also one track minded. He only has one goal. Is Gashmius. Is the world that we live in. There's zero Ruchnius in the behemah. And Adam is pulled in opposite directions. An Adam is made up of a chelak elikam mimal his neshama, which is a malach plus, which is striving and pulling him towards ruchnius, and then he has his guf, which is a behema, which is pulling him and drawing him tinyanim of gashmiim. A person is all over the place. A person, by definition, is not emes. Emes is something that's one track minded. There's only one thing. An Adam, by the definition of his etzem creation, is not emes. He's all over the place. He has a guf and a neshama that are creating for him parallel goals that are soicer each other. The goal of Gashmius and the goal of Ruchnius. And emes said, don't create him. He's kulay sheker. And what was the response? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us at the end. what was the response to the Taina of Emes? So it says in the Medrash, I'll pee the Pasuk in Tehillim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Midas HaEmes, threw it to the Aretz, threw it to the ground, and it's like it says in the Pasuk, Emes Me Eretz Titzmach. What does that mean, as much as we could understand? Emes had a valid claim, Kulei Sheker, and the answer was throw the Emes to the ground, and Emes Me Eretz Titzmach. The way we're explaining the Pshat is like this. A person, by definition, is a stira, a sheker. He has his guf pulling him to all the taivas and gashmias of the world. He has neshama pulling him to the highest places in ruchnias. It's a stira, it's mamis sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a tremendous chiddush. He took emetz and he threw it into the ground. And Hashem said, it's shayach for a human being to live in this world and have the needs of his guf, the needs of his body, the needs of his behema, but focus everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person could be one-track minded with his guf. It's not the pshat that because he has a guf and a neshama, he has to lead a double standard life. A strive for good and a strive for bad. You're able to live in this world, take what you need from the world, be even besimcha uvetuv levav from what you have in the world, but channel it and direct it to avodas Hashem. Why am I besimcha uvetuv levav? Like it says in this week's parsha, meroiv koil. A person has a lot of gashmias that could bring him simcha v'tuv levav. If the purpose and the goal of the gashmias that he has is just to have a party and have a good time with his gashmias, he's being sheker. But if he takes his simcha v'tuv levav and uses that when I'm besimcha, when I'm happy, when I'm not deprived, and channel that towards avodas Hashem, now my mind is clear. Now I could focus on what's really important. I don't have to worry about sickness. I don't have to worry about parnas. I don't have to worry about all these other needs that my guf are. And I'll throw my guf, quote unquote, a bone that I should be able to focus. So despite the fact that he's a gashmi, everything is heading in one direction. There's echad from emes me eretz titzmach. Even from the eretz, even from the gashmias that we have to deal with, it's shayach to focus our lives in one direction towards avodas Hashem. That's midas emes, and that's the challenge for a person. We can't deny the fact that we have a guf. We can't deny the fact that we have gashmias needs, but our job is, don't let that guf and that gashmi lead us to a double standard life, a life of living in stiras. That I'm one person in the Beis Medrash, I'm one person in shul, and I'm a totally different being when I'm out, when I'm on vacation, when I'm at work. No. Everything has to be focused in one direction. I have my gashmias needs, but that's not going to take away from the focus, the emes, of what a yid stands for. That's our avoda, and that's midas ha-emes. And when we think about emes in terms of the yud gimel midas ha-rachamim, it's the same thing. A person is expected to be oved Hashem, and bring himself and the world to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael to the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us. And sometimes we slip and make mistakes and do the wrong thing. And Midas HaDin says, you did the wrong thing, you deserve it. Midas HaEmes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, everything, stay focused on the goal. Even if we made a mistake and we slipped once in a while, but we're Klal Yisrael in general is getting to the goal, is bringing the world and ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and focus HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the goal. Yeah, we made a mistake on the way, but give us a chance to get to the main goal. Stay focused. When a person is focused on a certain goal, he's able to overlook little things that happened on the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has Midas HaEmes. And if we behave in our Midas HaEmes of keeping focus on our goals in our life, in our Avodas Hashem, we could turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also and beg Him for Midas HaEmes, that He should stay focused on the ultimate goal of Klal Yisrael. And even if we made mistakes, and even if we slip once in a while, but here we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfilling Your ultimate goal. Stay focused on that. And because that to give us a Yeshua and a Kapara.